Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents.
I would like to speak to America's men for 1 minute.
That slacker barista.
I start getting full of emotion.
Now we're going to build this new bridge here.
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't.
Betches Up Podcast.
Like, how are people surviving?
Hello, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Lily Tamaris.
I'm Sammy Sage.
And this is the Betches Up Podcast, where C-SPAN meets the group chat to help you process and laugh at the biggest topics in U.S. news and politics. The holiday seasons are really here. They're suffocating. And you know, as unhinged as the holidays might make some of us, I certainly hope none of us are at a place of matching Chris Christie's niece's energy.
What's her name?
Her name's Shannon Epstein, Millie.
Wow. What a lot in
life. What a last name.
Do you think that's just worse than biting a cop at the airport, just having the last name? What is worse to have as a person in the world, a record for biting or the last name Epstein?
Nothing about this
the
is
record,
better.
No, the last name is worse because it leads you. Like, it. Okay, what is worse, like, to be soulfully the biter? What is it worse to be... Like, what but is the worst infliction on you?
It's a cop, so yeah. It's tough.
Is that a felony? Does it go on?
Yeah.
Does it stop you from voting in certain states?
And unfortunately, she was not in New Jersey when she committed this. Just for some background for our listeners before we go into the commentary, which I'm sure we have lots of. Of course, Shannon Epstein is 25, and she was asked to leave a New Jersey-bound flight after becoming combative with this poor family near her, a Latino family that she said was smuggling cocaine. I don't even think she was on the Spirit Airlines flight yet. I think they were in the tunnel between, what's that? I don't travel enough. What's the tunnel called?
The jet bridge.
They were on the jet bridge.
And so they hadn't even like checked in? Like she just picks a random person on the way to the airport?
No, I mean, if you're on the jet bridge though.
Oh, it's after. Okay.
Oh, right. You're checked in. The country knows you're on the flight. You're on the manifest.
Oh, I'm thinking of the air tram. Like, yes. It gets you there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, first of all, everyone at Betches is knowing that they don't know airport vocabulary. So there's that. Second of all, Shannon Epstein. There's a lot that was alarming. Obviously, you know, claiming that a Latino family is trying to smuggle cocaine. Clearly she wants some. Second of all,
that was her problem. They wouldn't share.
Yeah, they wouldn't share. The most depressing thing for me was the Spirit Airlines of it all. I'm like, if you're Chris Christie's niece and you're taking Spirit Airlines, shit's rough. Shit's not going well for you. I'll say that.
Millie, maybe this just means that Chris Christie isn't as effective or generous of a grifter as we might have assumed.
Well, her uncle Jeff didn't leave her anything either, apparently.
I mean, there's a tier of politician relatives. This is definitely Chris Christie is definitely tier B. So is Eric Adams, whose son is on Albanian Idol.
Yes, Albanian Idol. But I'm just like, I don't have any family that's a politician, and I will never be caught dead on the floor. But so you're telling me that if somebody, she can pay the extra $100 and get on Delta, is what I'm saying. Anyway, that's besides the point. She's an idiot. Like,
also, if somebody, first of all, this Latino family was not smuggling cocaine.
No,
obviously, families don't smuggle cocaine on planes. But the people smuggling cocaine on planes, they probably are on Spirit Airlines, honestly.
Honestly, sure. But also, like, okay, yeah.
It's just
they're
not
on
families.
Every airline. But
no, I think they're probably, like, doing, like, secret stuff. I bet you they're not even, like, you think they're just bringing their regular, you think they're bringing their cocaine on, like, a commercial flight?
Yeah,
they're not,
exactly.
Like, they're not, like, trying some other method?
Well, I'm also like, if you make it all the way to the jet bridge with cocaine, you deserve to get it on. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
You deserve, like you're good. Like
the carry-on? Like that scene in Argo where they're just like, we just got to get off the ground. We just got to get off the ground. And then fucking Chris Christie's niece. I mean, obviously this family, we haven't even gotten to the craziest part of this story yet, which is when they called multiple police officers or airport deputies. I'm not sure. You know, you never know. They could be a different kind of police officer.
Guys, know the vocabulary of the airport.
I've never been to an airport. I mean, this is like, honestly, Millie, this is what happens when you get married, if you're like me, where you just let all of your life skills atrophy. You're just like, he will do it all. I am dealing with the patriarchy. I haven't navigated an airport by myself.
He will know what the jet bridge is.
Yes, I am a stereotype. And maybe Shannon Epstein just didn't have her emotional, her guide boyfriend there, because she injured six of the deputies that were charged with removing her. This is like Marvel. Like, what superpowers does this bitch have?
Marvel.
She bit one of them. She bit
That's
one of
crazy.
Them. They were
was she
all
like
injured
on bath salts. Like, I don't
Good
understand.
Question.
Like, where all
this is
not strength
normal behavior.
There's no video of this. How is there no video of this?
Oh my god, there's
video?
Got to be right.
There's got to be a video of this. This
How
is crazy.
Is it not on?
Because if
like
someone,
World Star.
Yeah, I know. Well, World Star has been defunct, but the CEO of World Star died 5 years ago. Amanda, I'm gonna really need you to get into 2022. But anyway, yeah. But how is this not on TikTok?
Maybe all of the money that they used to not fly on Delta has been spent to pay people off.
NDAs.
True.
No, I'm just like, if you see. You see a Karen on a flight that doesn't want to wear a mask, there's 20 videos.
Exactly.
You see Shannon Epstein, 25, fighting six officers. There's nothing. Something's fishy.
I refuse to believe that Chris Christie has the power to get like the TSA or to remove this. She seems to think so because she kept screaming while assaulting six police officers and harassing this Latino family that Chris Christie was her uncle, and that, you know, they were gonna, Spirit Airlines was gonna
so
pay.
So pathetic.
That is the most pathetic flex. Do you know who my uncle is? And the man is Chris Christie.
Just show a picture of the beach picture.
Uncle? Yeah, I know. My uncle went to the beach when he said it was closed. What is Chris Christie gonna do?
You want
do?
Anyone to be able to get into this airport? He will fuck up your traffic right. so hard.
Yeah,
he
that's
will
what
run
I was
for
gonna
governor
say,
again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, did he like, put all this, like, did he close one of the hallways in the airport so the cops don't come on time? Is that what Chris Christie did?
Yes. The midterm elections are, of course, still not over. Georgia voters have voted for this particular Senate seat four times in the past
Jesus
2 years. I saw a very funny TikTok of this woman just being like, I didn't post it because she was like, I fucking hate Georgia for this. But she was like, I'm always going to come out, but I can't believe I have to do this again, that I have to vote for Raphael Warnock again. It is cold. But I mean, the signs are looking good. The early voting is like nearly 2 million people have voted early. Today is election day. Today's your last chance to vote. It's really hard to see how Walker pulls off a victory here. I read that he usually – both candidates usually call their parties on election night a victory night party, but Herschel Walker's is just called an election night party. So I don't know if they think they're going to win, but
I feel like he doesn't want to win.
That man does not want to be a senator.
I don't think he wants to win either.
No,
Tommy Tuberville is probably like, don't do this. It's hard. It's so hard.
Madison Cawthorn's like, I promise you, bro, it's not worth it.
Well, he wants to be senator. I feel like senator is even harder than congressperson.
Oh, I bet it's harder. I think I think it kind of depends. I think it's probably like harder to win a statewide race, but it's probably way harder to have to constantly be fundraising for your like election in 2 years.
That's true.
And the fact that you have to like always be running, always be fundraising, and you have to be so responsive to like the individuals almost.
Yeah,
which
senators,
is kind of the point.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Like,
it's like,
you know.
Honestly, he probably would have done better running. He probably would have been
Walker.
Absolutely, yeah. We could have seen Representative Walker had he just like found a district
Congress.
Where he could win it.
Oh, totally! But, you just need to find like a batshit neighborhood somewhere, and like
a neighborhood that's gerrymandered to look like Charlie Brand's hair, like zigzags, and he could have totally won, and like not had to do shit. And,
but
like,
he does. He never knows where he has, you know, estranged children that will vote against him. So that is a risk, of course. Maybe running statewide is the safer option for him. But I haven't really seen anything. Sammy, have you, about when to anticipate results from this?
Yeah. I basically, what I saw was that it depends on the turnout and it depends on when the counties each individually report to the state. I'm thinking that Georgia is usually pretty quick, unless it's super close.
Right, because we did famously know the results of the runoffs on January 6th.
Right, right. And this is not, I don't think, even going to necessarily be as close. I don't know if turnout will be as high at all. So I don't know.
Cool. So definitely a chance tonight or tomorrow. Cool.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I hope it's not in the middle of the night again. I always get bummed out when I wake up and I
have a feeling it's going to be posting. Should we do like a prediction? My prediction is we're going to know at like 11:20.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Got it.
Maybe
got
earlier.
It. I'm going to go with like 5:30 in the morning. I get a news alert.
It's also like we really didn't celebrate. Like we – like it was really cool that like a Jewish guy and a black – you know, a black reverend won in Georgia. And we had 2 hours to celebrate before there was shit on the walls, literally and metaphorically.
I know. I feel like we should reclaim that moment, and hopefully that will either happen tonight at 11:20 or at 5:30 in the morning.
No time in between.
No. For our main story today, we're fucking with the Supreme Court again. They are still talking about whether business owners can refuse services to same-sex couples, specifically, actually, whether homophobic Colorado wedding vendors have to provide services to same-sex couples. But, you know, this one, once I didn't have a chance to read much into it until today, and it is really interesting. There's more that's kind of like meets the eye with this case. So this time it relates to a graphic designer who wants to make wedding websites. This is like her ambition. She already makes websites and she's like, I'm going to start making websites for weddings, but I absolutely do not want to do it for gay people.
Okay.
No way.
Cool.
Colorado. Exactly.
We'll just go on
Squarespace. It's giving, like, so many of you people have been asking for my skincare routine. Literally, we'll get to this, but not a single gay couple have asked. Colorado, though, like 29 other states, does require businesses that are open to the public to offer equal access to everyone, regardless of race, religion, and sexual orientation or gender. But this designer, Lori Smith, says that she, like I said, just wants to provide her website design services for weddings that are consistent with her faith, and that's her right as an artist. She has a freedom of speech right to not do that. Forcing her to do that would compel speech that she doesn't agree with. This woman, as I said, she claims that she doesn't have a wedding website business. She is preemptively suing the state of Colorado. Not a single same-sex couple has sought out her services. In fact, she's never made a website for any wedding. Nobody has asked her to do this. This isn't something she does.
So who's paying her to do this?
Most of her work is making websites for dog breeders and local politicians.
Oh my God. She does make websites.
She does make websites. It's specifically the wedding website of it all that is very convenient, I believe, to the Alliance Defending Freedom. So Lori Smith was just like a run-of-the-mill website designer until 2016. You can see comparisons of her website before and now. She just looks like a normal lady with a website. She has pictures with her dogs and has pictures of her face. But then it seems she met people from the Alliance Defending Freedom, and they took her on as a client. According to Slate's Mark Joseph Stern, that's when she rebranded as a conservative Christian who channeled her faith in God through her work. And that's when ADF recruited her to challenge a state law that bars anti-gay discrimination in public accommodations. Why did the ADF do this? Because the Supreme Court didn't give them exactly what they wanted in the 2015 wedding cake case. In that case, they basically ruled in the homophobic cake baker's favor, but only because they said Colorado hadn't been neutral in how they applied the law. So it was like pretty narrow. They didn't give the conservative Christians what they wanted to hear, which was that you can't really impose any restrictions on what people can or cannot do with their business when it comes to providing services with things they disagree with. And it's unclear also because just like some weird stuff, the nature of Colorado's law, this is really a bizarre law for them to even challenge. But one of the reasons that they might have was because nobody has asked her to make a wedding website yet. You know, in that case, there was a gay couple that were two human beings, and it was like, how can this terrible cake baker just refuse to provide this for their celebration of love? And this time, they're really trying to frame Lori as like, she just wants to, you know, live her faith and not have to make gay wedding websites. The other like sort of wonky detail here is that Colorado's law just requires her to like sell the product she already has to gay people. So like if she made a website for Frank and Alice, like she would have to basically give that template also to Frank and Alan. Like it's basically like if like Zola can't be like, you can't use this template because you're gay. So it doesn't look like this is a good case at all. But since the Supreme Court is stacked right now, they're like, sure, probably.
For me, I'm just like, it's so clear. The dark dystopian thing of all of this is that basically what's happening, and we talk about it all the time and we kind of joke, mm-hmm. but it's just, as someone who used to work in marketing, literally it's a marketing strategy for yeah. this business, and it is an angle of like a conservative of like, she's going to rebrand her business instead of just having a general business. right. You're going to have this like conservative business, and that be your angle. And it's so interesting because when we're talking about authenticity and stuff, a lot of people get shit, especially on the left. I mean, you know, to a certain degree, there's, you know, to a detriment, there's always these purity tests of like, these people don't actually believe this. They're just performative allyship mm-hmm. and performative this. Honda doesn't care about Black people. Why are they posting Black Lives Matter on there? So it's so interesting that people on the right do this too. Performative conservatism. And I would say a lot of the people who are at the top of the, you know, a lot of the influencers of being, you know, conservatives are elite people mm-hmm. that are performing, you know, being lower class and all that. I mean, that's totally 180%. When I went to The View, that was, what's her name? Meghan McCain. Mm-hmm. Meghan McCain was like, she saw someone wearing camo. She's like, oh my God, I have that same hat. Girl, you live in New York City and you're fucking rich. What are you talking about? But it's like this perform. So it's just interesting that I just wonder, as we're there's been conversations about how people who are country music fans really enjoy like authenticity and accessibility and all that stuff in their leaders. And like, it's just, there's clearly this thing here about using this lifestyle to market. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And finally, all I'll say is like, I don't want to go too deep into this little tangent that I'm going to go into, but the fact that she's,
why do I feel like I do?
Yeah, I kind of do want you
to. Well, yeah. Well, this, that's one point. The second point is the fact that she's morally against gay people, but is so happy to help out dog breeders. Dog breeders. Like, I don't want to get, and Amanda, you know that conversation's uh-huh. hot. Hotter than Israel and Palestine, I'll tell you that. People get pissed. So I want to go too deep, but I'm like, girl, gay people where you draw the line, but you're cool with promoting dog breeders.
Right. Okay. She's like, I can't violate my ethics. I absolutely can't. And you know, one of the lawyers is like, one of the lawyers for the ADF has like also a history of like accusing a trans athlete of depriving her daughter of something. And they want to do is like, this woman has literally no standing. No one has asked anything of her. Do I even need to say that homophobic people generally don't have good taste and gay people generally have amazing taste? Nobody is asking her for her ugly website, Lori. I'm kind of thinking maybe we should have Brittany like review her website and just be like, nobody has asked her for a wedding website. But this is why, because it's so broad. So the Supreme Court basically just wants to be like, yeah, you can't make anyone do anything.
Well, it's so interesting also because it kind of aligns with that, like what Millie's saying about how like she took on this identity as like the homophobic website designer. It's like Patriot Mobile, where it's like we are the conservative phone service. It's like,
yeah. It's a strategy.
It's a strategy, and you almost know like why they think it works, because they're looking at what they see from the left, and it's like, oh, corporations just change their logos for like Pride Month, and they think, oh, like we can do that too. Mm-hmm. But what they don't seem to, what they're missing is that like, this is a mainstream thing, and while corporations might sort of be exploiting it, it is ultimately creating a more inclusive message. Mm-hmm. And like, it's a positive thing. It's not about like, who can we exclude, which from a business standpoint is also stupid. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. But it's like, so they think, oh, corporations are only doing this to get, you know, more money and more audiences. And like, maybe that's true. But at the end of the day, it's also a good thing to include more people. So, you know, it's just, they're trying to like use this strategy, but they don't really understand why that strategy is effective.
It's like the backwards Elon Musk thing of like, I'm not going to like monitor free speech. And it's like, I'm going to let speech fly. And it's like, you know, Twitter didn't ban hate speech or like do all this stuff against hate speech because they're like altruistic people. When people feel better about a thing and feel more safe, they want to spend more time on the thing. So, and it makes them more money. So it's like, by saying Black Lives Matter or we like gay people, for a company to do that, mm-hmm. it makes it opens up the marketplace. And maybe there are some people who are like, I'm going to burn my Nike shoes.
Right.
But that they've analyzed, these are business people. They've analyzed how many people are excited about a Nike Colin Kaepernick jersey and how many people will stop buying Nike. And they've done the math, mm-hmm. and there's not even a tiny margin of error. They know that when they do this move, they're going to get way more than the negative thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm also curious, Amanda and Sammy, two people who've gotten married and these very nice weddings. How important is having a custom wedding website? Like, that just seems so, to me, I'm just like, why not get a template on Squarespace or a Zola or whatever? But I'm just curious, as like, how much thought and money and time did you get to getting a custom wedding website?
It would be an utter waste of money, stupid, pointless. And not only that, but like, when I was getting married, I wanted like the vendors to be people who I'm like, oh, I'm pumped to work with them because of their like positive vibes.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, not only – now that you make this point, Millie, not only is this woman kind of like inflating her demand for wedding websites, she's inflating the demand for wedding websites.
Exactly.
I don't know anyone who's not just fucking going on Zola and making their own. This is like not – like everybody – not everybody needs a wedding cake. But it's almost like, you know, a very, very specific like – wedding thing. Like, if this very specific wedding vendor was like, I'm not gonna make neon signs for the gays, and it's like, well, they'll go find somewhere else. Like, there's no injury or standing here, and it's just crazy that the Supreme Court could potentially make this decision based on nobody was harmed, nobody asked this bitch to do anything.
Well, none of them were around in the days of wedding websites, so they don't realize how pointless they are. Or not pointless,
they
just like you
think
don't
it's
need your
like
own.
The, yeah, yeah.
Because what is a wedding web? As someone who's gone to weddings, what does a wedding website say?
It's a link to the registry.
RSVP, link to the registry, and maybe two pictures.
Dress code.
Like, it's vital information. It doesn't need to be custom.
Well, that is the thing about weddings now that we're at, is that like it is a lot of people's only main character moment. They
exactly,
feel. I personally
exactly.
didn't feel that way about mine. I mean, I get to talk to you guys all the time.
Exactly,
you're main probably character like all we're ready time. For it. But
no.
like, but I yeah, it's I can see how like for particular couples it could be incredibly important. But there is more than one source, and also like it's famously a remotely provided service. Like, people can go, this case is crazy, and it's just opened the door for like a lot of just crazy hypotheticals.
We all dread the what should we have for dinner question. I know I do. I love a home-cooked meal, but I don't always have the time, energy, or groceries to make it happen. Being able to feast on a delicious meal without the long prep and cook times is what drew me to Home Chef over the other guys. Home Chef's meals are effortless, so I can spend less time trying to be top chef and more time watching it. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes, Home Chef has you covered for delicious meals without the hassle. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you never have to worry about what to make ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/feverdream. That's homechef.com/feverdream for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/feverdream. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
I think also because this is so vague, it really opened the door for just a ton of crazy hypotheticals. The conservative justices, of course, suggested that artists creating a custom product can't be forced by Colorado to create something that violates their religious beliefs. And the liberal justices were like, well, you could push this very far. What if people say their religious beliefs oppose, you know, interracial marriage? Or Ketanji Brown Jackson said this. Justice Jackson asked, what if an artist only believes in photographing in a 1940s style, and that means excluding Black people from pictures with Santa? And then Justice Alito got really fixated on the idea of a Black Santa and raised the idea, well, would a Black Santa have to take pictures with a child dressed in a KKK costume? So he raised that very likely I frankly am not sure how we even get from like religious freedom to this. I guess if like your religion demand like requires
the discrimination because of the
it's more broadly.
They were saying they were look. Honestly, what was most disturbing about this was like the picture that they were that he was painting in his hypotheticals. Cause like he was picturing a world where he was describing like segregation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not our current world. Like
no, right, exactly. It's like, what does that have to do with the Santa serving everybody? He's already right. saying like not every Santa will have to serve everybody.
Right, right, exactly. And this is just not really like a broad, this is not really a broad issue that like, and also as Megyn Kelly says, Santa is white.
Okay, this is crazy, but I'm like, the couple that would hire Lori Smith for their custom wedding website would dress up their kid in a KKK costume to take a picture with Black Santa. But would the KKK kid want to take a picture with Black Santa? I don't think so.
Yeah, would the gay couple want to get their wedding website from Lori Smith?
This was part of the arguments yesterday. Like, even there was at one point one of the justices was saying, like, I think that Lori could just put something on her website that says, I don't like gay people, and then we're probably not going to have a problem.
But then don't you kind of get into an area where like businesses could just start saying we only serve white people? Like they could.
Yeah. I think that's the terrifying door that could open.
That's clear if they have different flavored honey mustard. Or they have a crazy aioli suggestion.
You could just do the whole, like, you could just, like, make, you could just do it by hints, by vibes.
Yeah, for sure. If there's more than four American flags in a place, in a bar, we know the vibes.
Yeah, we know the vibes. That's true.
Isn't it weird how the American flag has become, like, this almost, like, a symbol of intimidation Absolutely. Within the country?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nothing makes my mom more mad about that. She's so mad. Like there was back to weddings when the sort of like backsplash for where we were like sitting inside. I don't know if you saw Millie, but it had an American flag. These people had a beautiful backyard area that they had a huge American flag on. And like, I was just like, oh, that's like kind of weird in the pictures. And my mom was like, isn't that just terrible? And she just went on and just like couldn't stand it. It makes the moms very angry.
You should hang out with my mom, who's just always like, can
people
you believe
who
this?
Had existing pride in the nation are very annoyed by that part.
Yeah, boomers, of course they have pride in the nation.
I don't know. Maybe they did see kids dressed in KKK costumes. But also, Justice Alito did bring this back to religion by he said the words AshleyMadison.com in the United States Supreme Court. He asked if a Jewish photographer would be forced to take pictures for someone's Ashley Madison profile if they disagreed with infidelity. I don't know if there's anything specific in the Talmud about Ashley Madison. But
this is why we need term limits. This is why – because Justice Alito, people aren't hiring professional photographers for their Ashley Madison profile. You know, they got a tripod. Like, come on.
Also,
like,
they're not telling you what this is
what
for.
What the photo's for.
That's another thing. Well, okay, the Ashley Madison thing stemmed from a question about, like, a Jewish photographer taking photos for J-Date. I don't know why, like, it would have to be a Jewish photographer. Yeah. But then the next follow-up question was like, well, what if it was AshleyMadison.com and they don't agree with, like, assuming the Jewish photographer would agree with J-Date? Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense.
As someone who's single, people who have professional photos, like, on their dating app profiles are fucking weird.
LinkedIn.
Like
somebody, what about if you make a socialist take a photo for people's LinkedIn?
Well, I'll say this one time I was freelancing for this company and they're like, oh, we need a social media person for the Lincoln project. And I was like, this is not me. I cannot.
What's funny is that I'm reading from the oral arguments now and Alito didn't know what J-Date was. He needed clarification from Elena Kagan. I don't know if he specifically asked her for confirmation.
No, he did. He did.
Was that because she was talking about it or because she's Jewish?
No, it's because she's Jewish.
Okay. But he did. The reason I raised that is because he did know what Ashley Madison was. He volunteered that whole part.
Oh, yeah. No, Alito painted a very clear picture of what he is, what is his brain map.
That's the thing. He was joking about the black KKK, like Santa. This was all like in jest for him.
because that he got what he wanted. He's much more comfortable in his workplace now. Honestly, like it's actually quite an interesting Rorschach test to hear the justice's questions. Like if I were a psychologist, I'd be analyzing the shit out of that. It's like, you know, because what comes into someone's mind in these hypotheticals, it is very revealing.
Yes.
Watch your back, Alito.
Truly. Well, there's a lot going on with him because he also like is accused like of like revealing the Hobby Lobby case. He's definitely feeling confident this Q4. He's just finishing out the year. He's riding high.
He should watch.
He accomplished
it
because, his goals.
Yeah.
He lost the midterms for kind of helped nearly lose the entire midterms for Republicans.
He's really bad. Anyway, that's us
bad
with the insight.
Wow. You know, and that's what people come to Betches sub for. Deep.
In conclusion,
analysis.
Bad man, Sam Morlino. Don't bite cops.
Yeah. Don't bite cops.
Don't
bite cops. Leak your Supreme Court decisions at social dinners.
Hire a custom wedding website person. Custom wedding website person does sound like a fake job someone has on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say. And then also don't hire someone to get – ask a friend. Ask a friend to take pictures for you for your dating app profile.
Or Ashley Madison.
Yes.
Get a fucking feedback. Tripod if you don't have a friend.
Get a professional photographer, a Jewish one. I don't know.
If you need a Jew to take your pictures for your dating website, me and Sammy volunteer as tribute.
Amanda will hopefully.
I have a shaky ass hand, but we'll get you some blurry.
We'll get you. We'll get you the shot. Don't worry.
That is our show for today. A reminder that we have lots of fun merch as always, and that you should order those by December 12th. And then we can absolutely guarantee that those will get to you and your loved ones by the holidays. So you've got plenty of time. A lot of our stuff is on sale. The election wine glass is $7 right now, which is half off. Get that ahead of 2024.
There's elections every year.
Exactly.
There's big stuffers.
Every month, if you live in Georgia, you need this election thing.
You're going to be drinking a lot from our wine glass.
You know, you never know when a special election is going to come along and you need something to drink out of.
They're old.
You know what? God forbid.
Should we start promoting the wine glass? This is like just some BTS. It's like, yeah, let's start promoting our wine glass every time a member of Congress dies because there will be a special election.
Yeah.
You got to wait a while.
You have to be really aware of how things work to get that strategy.
That's true. That is very, very true. And of course, our listeners are. Thank you for listening. That is our show. For Millie Tamarez and Sammy Sage, I'm Amanda Duberman. Until the end of democracy, this is the Betches Up Podcast. Bye. The Betches Up Podcast is produced by Amanda Duberman, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Rebecca Sousmacat. Social media by Amanda Duberman and Bridget Swartz. Be sure to follow @Betches_sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send us your emails at suppod@betches.com. Betches.